Alright, you're ready for the word?
Yes.
Take 30 seconds and give Him praise. And begin to thank the Lord for what is coming to you today. Today I want to teach. Today I want to give you some revelations. And I don't want to only give these revelations there in India. I want to give it to you too. Okay. Some of my spiritual children are here on Zoom. So they were saying, how can we get the recording for what you preached? I said, look, I've told them not to post, but maybe if God leads me, I'll again share that kind of revelation. And I want to preach it here also. But it's not a repetition. It's a fresh word. You ready?
Yes.
So next 40 minutes, you'll give me attention.
Yes.
We're going to do God's. You're going to be in the house of God so rejoicing for what God is about to talk to us. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. We'll put a small pause on Moses. We'll go back here and then I'll go back to Moses because it's also connected to Moses, but I want to take you here. You ready? Go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, 27, and 28. And maybe you can read it.
Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
Wow. I know all of us, we have read this multiple times, right? But now, I'm going to give you something which God gave me very recently. I've preached this many times, but I saw some things which really shocked me. Same word of God, which is alive. Every time you approach the same word, God can speak to you with a fresh voice. Because you need to know, a voice is always in the present. One more time. A voice is always in the present. If the voice is speaking, it's always present. It's always flowing. And look at this. Then God said. Who said? Okay. Let us make man in our image. God said, let us. It starts with singular. God spoke. But then it says, let us. Meaning, the us was God. So the us involved the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Just, we'll go slow, okay? Make man in our image. Wow. Our image. Meaning, your image. Oh, this is powerful. Your image and my image is in the image of God. And in that image of God, there are layers. So in your life, there is a layer, the image that you carry as a layer of a father. You're very quiet. You'll get there. It has the layer of the Son, as the layer of the Spirit. And that is why human beings are spirit, soul, and body. Even the manifestations of God. Don't get sidetracked. Just keep listening. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. You're looking at verse 27, okay? In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Okay, now we take off. When did God create Adam and Eve? It is a trick question. You think God created Adam and Eve in chapter 2? Don't tell me as if you didn't think that. Right? In chapter 2 of Genesis is where God pulled Eve out of Adam. Correct?
Yes.
And we believed that God created Adam and Eve in chapter 2. Wrong. Okay, I'll give you a few minutes. It's there in your Bible. Look at it. God created... So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Wake up, okay? So when God... And God said, let us make man. God had us in him. You with me? When God said, let us make man. When you said God in Genesis, it was consisting of more than one. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's why it says us. Get it? So when he says, and he made them, and he made him, Adam, he made them. Meaning, when Adam was created, according to our knowledge, was it just Adam? Now we are looking at it. Some of you are looking at me as if you already knew about it. That is amazing. You know, that is amazing. That's so divine. Then God, look, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. One person. Male and female, he created them. So inside of Adam, there was already a male and a female. You getting this? Hey, don't lose me. And don't short circuit it and go somewhere else. You hear the whole message, okay? So inside of that creation, God had already put the capacity to multiply. Okay, keep going. Then God blessed them. This is chapter 1. Parallels. Parallels. What you need in your life, the way God works, are you with me?
Yes.
The way God creates. The way this creator God works, and the way he creates his creation all sufficient, not lacking anything. It is the devil and the enemy out there who wants to tell you, you are not enough. But when he made you complete in yourself. When you came out into this world, God already put everything inside of you that you need to manifest as a blessing in this planet. Yes, this is somewhere you celebrate. Just because you did not see a chapter 2 in your life yet doesn't mean a chapter 2 does not exist. This is a prophetic word for somebody. Just because you are living in the chapter 1 of your life, who said chapter 2 is not about to manifest? And that is why this God says he blessed them. Then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. Please, if you have your Bibles, keep looking at them. It is so important you look at this. Then God blessed them. Okay, let's study this. So God put everything inside this man. And he says, you're getting this? You're not getting confused with this word, right? Inside of this man, he said, male and female, them. Fully sufficient. Wow. When God created you, he knows everything that you need ahead. And he puts everything inside of you. It is you that has not discovered the real you yet. This is why the question is, when will you discover the real you? When you discovered God. Yes. How will you know the full extent of who you are? You can never know it until you find God more and more. Guess what? I'm giving you a secret. The more you know God, the more you know what he has put inside of you. The more you know God, the more the things that God made you to be will manifest out of you. This is why the enemy is against a spirit-filled church that will bring the now word of God, not that is studied out of YouTube, not that is studied out of some books, not that is yesterday's recapped, recycled sermon. No, no, no. The enemy is against the free-flowing Rhema word of God, because the moment you begin to know more and more about God, the more of you is about to manifest through you. And you don't have to apologize to anybody because of that. You are also quiet. I'm getting more excited. If I'm screaming too much, tell me, okay? I'm exciting. I'm excited for that. Yes, I'm exciting too. I'm getting excited for that. Because, you know, can I ask you something now prophetically? Why do you think your life is a dead end? Now I'm talking to you. Because you somewhere thought there's no chapter 2. Because you're in chapter 1, you think your story is ending. From whose standpoint? Your standpoint. You know why God puts everything? So that he can be your God and he can bless you. This is what I understand the architectural mastermind of God. I don't fully comprehend, but in the little revelations that I'm getting in these days, what I'm understanding is, for you and I to manifest what has put inside of you, you need a blessing. Male and female, he created them, correct? Please look at your Bibles, okay? Keep looking at your Bibles. So God created, I feel like I'm repeating, but it's okay. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. So before he says to you, be fruitful and multiply, there has to be a season of blessing. Many people, when you run to do things and you don't see results, you come back disappointed. But the problem is, God never allowed it to be in that way. God wanted you and your abilities to be fired up and become efficient and powerful on this earth. But before that, when he created you, he wanted to do something with you. He wanted to make sure you have a creator's touch. not just creating you. After that, he wanted to give you a creator's touch of blessing. Because it takes effort to be blessed. You with me? Why should God bless everybody? Just because he put everything inside of you that you need, should he just simply bless it? He wants it to multiply in his fashion. Listen, I want to say this so that you don't go too far with this. It is the religious mind of man and people that every time a verse like this is quoted, they only think in one way. And they think about multiplication, fruitfulness in only one way. But what did God say in that whole entirety of that chapter? He said, have dominion. Rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air. And he said, have dominion over the planet. There is this thing that people begin to think, it's only to one thinking. Becomes thinking about marriage. But please, I want you to hear me wholesomely. Are you with me? You with me? Can I confirm it? You with me? It is not just about that. It is about you having dominion in this planet Earth. It's about you having dominion over the fish, over the birds of the air. Even that is God speaking symbolically. Basically, he's saying the birds of the air, meaning everything as an atmosphere around you, you should have dominion over it. You should have power from God to subdue everything around you. That is why And this is amazing, okay? He says, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. You know, he said, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. So, you know, in that verse 28, God says by saying, then God blessed them. That blessing is what you need to aim for. Because if you're looking for abilities, he's already put it inside of you. But when a blessing comes on your abilities begin to take charge. And your abilities begin to be blessed. That is when you go and put your hands to business, it begins to work. When you put your hands to do something, it begins to work. Because abilities he has given you, but when he gives you a blessing, everything becomes supercharged. So, what I want you to see is when God created man in chapter 1, man had not realized what was shut inside of him. When you are in the first chapters of your life, usually you don't know what is shut inside of you. But when a blessing comes, when a blessed word is spoken, it begins to provoke what is inside of you to step out of you in action. This is why you need the Rhema word of God to be spoken over you, to bless you and to release out of you what is shut inside of you. Chapter 2 of your life is the life of discovery. I've come here this morning to prophesy over some of you and to say, your chapter 2 is about to manifest. You have lived too long in chapter 1. So I command in the mighty name of Jesus, may the blessed word of God provoke you to go into the chapter 2 of your life. Look. You didn't select this morning, but I believe God selected you to come this morning so that there will be a word of blessing that will be spoken. Sit. There is something more I need to tell you. Oh, Rebani Anta Brakan. We're just getting started. Melente Brianto Rokoni Anta Rabahasikori Ando Robo. You know, I believe you all have read the Bible well, because that is what we is the ultimate standard, the standard that we follow is the word of God. Okay? What did God do on the seventh day? Can I ask you why? Yeah. It was done. It was good. Ready? The Creator created for 6 days. And the seventh day, He sat down. You know why? There was somebody else in His place to continue the creation. Male and female, He made them. Ay, 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 ay. And He blessed them and He said, now you go have dominion like the way I have it. Oh, you didn't still get it. I don't know if you got it. So you and I are not here on earth simply by mistake. You are on this planet earth to continue the work of your Creator. Through His Spirit. Ay, 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 ay. Oh Lord Jesus, help me to preach this better. Male and female, He made them. Let us make them in my image, in my likeness, in my functionality to have dominion. So everything I made for 6 days for me is for them to replicate this further. You're still thinking, I'll have to dig into this a little more deeper. Because God ended His work. But the question is, He passed it on. He told man, now you tend the garden. You take care of the fruits. You take care of the earth. Hi. You take care of the air. You take care of the plants. You take care of the gold that is behind the ground. You dig it. You till the ground so it will rain from heaven. You do everything like I would do it. Because now in my place, you are my creation who will work like me. Be a creator on planet Earth. He was telling, oh, Remanianto Roboko Sika. Look, man, I mean, man, Adam and Eve. Look, I've created you in my image. You look like me. So the creation can respond to you like me. Yes. You can function like me. I made you in my image. I made you in my likeness. So when you deal with creation, you're going to deal with the creation like how I would deal. In my likeness, you will do business like me. Yes. I'm not talking about money. You're doing business. You're doing interactions. You're interacting with the rocks, with the stones, with the ground, with the trees, with the weather. Everything, you're interacting with them like God. Because I have gone into rest mode. Now you continue my creation. In my stead. I'm screaming now. In my stead, in my place, I passed on the responsibility to you. That is why I said, we have read this scripture and bound it to marriage and forgot about it. But is it just that? Please, I want to be very honest. It is not just about that. It is about you having dominion on this planet Earth like God. And God wants you to rule and to reign. And everything around you has to respond to you like it would respond to the God inside of you. So I decree and declare over you today, may everything around your life respond to the God kind of you that is inside of you. I don't know if you're confident about this, but you were made in the image. You know what? You should tell yourself right now. Open your hands and tell yourself, I am made in the image of God. I'm made in the likeness of God. I'm made to have dominion like God. I am a created being to be like my Creator. Come on, take 30 seconds and pray in the Spirit. Something is happening in this place. Something is getting resurrected in your life. Something is getting stirred inside of your spirit this morning. Somebody is about to do the impossible. Mayonto Briala Hasita. Somebody is about to step into chapter 2 of their life. All you need is a blessed word like this, and this blessing is coming upon you. Be blessed. Come on, pray in the spirit, somebody. Merente Brayonto Robo. People on Zoom, are you praying right now? I don't hear you pray. This is why the enemy came in the garden, to steal the God side of man and woman. But today we have the blood of Jesus running through our veins. The blood of Jesus buying us, redeeming us out of the hands of the devil 100%. You don't owe him anything. Oh my goodness. I said you don't owe him anything. No. You didn't get it as a revelation. I'm going to say this one more time. You owe the devil nothing and no thing. Don't live like you owe him something. It is done. Yes. You owe him nothing. Your blood is redeemed. Some of you, before you have to fall sick, you have to believe for it. Do you know that? And the enemy works hard to make you believe that you are supposed to be a candidate of sickness. You're supposed to be a candidate of a failure. You're supposed to be a candidate of a disaster. He works hard in your mind, because without you agreeing, because you are made in the image, in the likeness, and in the dominion factor of God. Until you say yes to him, he cannot function in your life. And he sends all sorts of lying spirits to convince you, to provoke you, to hurt you, to offend you. And the moment you succumb to it, now he has made his way into your mind. Don't give him that pleasure. I want to tell you, child of God, you're not, I'm going to say something. I want you to really hear it with all of your mind, body, soul, and spirit. You are not accountable to Satan. But do you know? We live like we are. Yeah, I need to tell this one more time. You don't owe anything to the devil. You don't owe any, oh my goodness, I feel the fire burning in this place. You don't owe anything to the accuser. If you owe anything, it is to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He bought you on the cross. He shed his blood for you on the cross. He shed his soul life for you on the cross. Whom do you owe your life to? It is to the Master. So don't live like you owe Satan anything. If he comes and reminds you of your past, you tell him, I don't know about that guy. You don't know about that lady you're talking about. I am who I am today by the blood of Jesus. I don't know whom. That person does not exist. That person was buried at the cross. No matter what chapters you've gone through in your life, there is a next chapter of blessing to manifest the real you. And that is why Adam was sitting confused and watching all the animals. He was sitting confused watching all the animals. He's like, hey, I'm missing something. You know what you're missing is inside of you. What you're missing is shut inside of your God DNA. If I'm not clear enough, then you'll start thinking like, oh, is it like a box of gifts put together? It's not like that. These are dimensions of the spirit I'm talking about. Inside of your DNA, your spiritual DNA, you have everything locked inside of it. Yes. Do you know the intelligence that you need for your tomorrow is already inside of you? But now, as we live in this world, who gave you fear? Who gave you fear? I'll tell you. It's your parents that gave you fear. I'm sorry, you're very quiet. It's your uncle, your aunt, your society, your everything around you instilled fear inside of you. you know something? You're naturally created to have faith in your system. But as we grew up in this broken world, we took upon everything that was anti-God. It's true. You know, I've noticed, and I have to correct myself. Sometimes I tell my children, oh, no, don't do this, don't do this. What is that I'm doing? I'm acting out of fear. And in that moment, I'm imparting fear into their system. Or else they have no fear. Leave a kid for the first time near water. They have no fear of water. They want to jump. Who told them water is dangerous? I understand safety, but you are with them, right? To help you, to help them not to drown, correct? But what do? We say, oh, no. We go into all these tangents instead of giving them understanding. Instead of giving them wisdom, instead of making them understand what it is, we go into fear-based mode and we can't quench faith. But when God made you, He made you to have naturally faith and dominion. But what happened? The world fell. Adam fell. Things happened. But the day your spirit got born again, what returned back to you? Talk to me. The image. Oof. The likeness and the dominion was restored inside of your spirit man. Yes, that's exactly what happened when you were restored through baptism waters. When you were born again, you died, but now God brought you back to life. And then He puts His blood over you. He washes you, He sanctifies you, and He raises you up. Now, what you need, there's only one part. You need a blessing. And the blessing comes through the word of God. Not just the written, the rhema. Every time God comes to you through His Holy Spirit and speaks a word over you, there's blessing that begins to come upon you. And all of a sudden, that which is dormant inside of you takes resurrection. And you begin to manifest. All of a sudden, that which you could not do, now you're saying, I think I can. There is faith inside of me. Merente rokoni anto lobo sikariata. Marasa to brokoni ande rebe. Melento robo. And you know what? Can I show you some more things? If I'm not careful, I always get into preaching mode too quickly. So, if you see in Genesis chapter 2, what happens is so amazing. Before God makes, look, Genesis chapter 2, right? Verse 8. People on Zoom, you're with me? I see you all so happy, excited, receiving the word. This is amazing. You guys can make sure that I'm teaching and not preaching, okay? You guys can make sure I'm in the teaching mode. Don't jump into screaming and shouting. And you know, people on Zoom are like, what's happening? Okay, Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. Can I continue?
Yes.
The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed. Okay, let's take it slow. What does it say? Can you please read slowly?
The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden.
Stop. The Lord God what?
Planted.
See, we read the Bible and we fill it with our own head knowledge. How did God create everything? By speaking. But what did you read just now?
Planted.
Let there be light, was spoken. Let the trees come out, was spoken. But when it comes concerning the things, oh, I feel the heart of God. Concerning the things of your life.
Wow.
Concerning the things of my life, your life. God is not just speaking from a distance. He's involved.
Wow.
It is we who have not discovered this side of God. The Bible says, you think you're an accident sitting in Chicago? You think you're an accident walking through the doors of this church this morning, hearing this word? No. There are no accidents in the kingdom of heaven. There's nothing like that. God is all knowing. If He brought you in, He brought you in assigning this word to come over your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Yeah. He prophetically said, my son, my daughter has to hear what I'm speaking to them today. Yeah. And He's declaring over you, there's a chapter 2 coming in your life. Yeah. And in the chapter 2 of your life, I want you to recognize something. God is involved. Touch your neighbor and touch yourself and say, God is very much involved in your life. Don't live like He's not. Say the rest. Oh. My God, I feel the heart of God. When I come across certain believers, they live like God doesn't care. He's not involved. What a liar that Satan is. What a liar. He is very much involved in your life. The Bible says, created everything by speaking, but when it comes to concerning your life, He plants it. He, you know, this is what the Bible says, and God formed man, eight, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. God planted a garden eastward in Eden. Direction, location, meticulous details. He did not just simply make man and throw him in somewhere. No. He made you, but after He made you, He didn't just dispatch you. He planted things around your life. He planted. God, look at that word. You look, you know, like I'm not making this up, okay? It's in the Bible. He planted a garden and He places you in the midst of it. Child of God, don't reject where you were born. Don't reject what happened to you. But you know what? In all of that, find the hand of God and discard the hand of the devil. The thing is, when God planted the garden, He took time. You know, can I tell you how much God takes effort for your life? He planted a garden which had every kind of food in it. And He plants all of it. And below the planting, He puts gold, all the precious things, and everything. He sets it up for man and for man to discover it. You know something? You can read Genesis again sometime. Answer me. How did the Garden of Eden get water? It was a mist that came, right? Only first time. You with me? It required a man to till the earth. Only after he tilled the ground, atmosphere changes. The mist goes up, comes down as rain. I'm teaching you something. Don't forsake your garden. Work in it. Till it. Go to work. Put work into where God has planted you. Till that garden, you'll see multiplication. Dig, and you will see rain come down. Oh, Shebrionto Robo. The Lord planted. So meaning this is, I have to talk to you symbolically. Everything you need, God has put inside of you. And everything you will ever need, He's also put outside of you, right within your reach. But you have to work to it. We are not lazy Christians, are we? There is a kind of teaching where people will say, everything God will do. No, no, that's not what the Bible says. No. You have to pray. After you're done praying, you have to get to work. I don't know if you like that kind of teaching. You have to pray. Yes, and God will anoint you. Anoint you for what? To go to work. Anoint you for war, to subdue the enemy and the devil. You can't just simply sit and say, oh God, you do everything. No, no, no. Why is he anointing you? Why did he anoint David? So that he will kill the Goliath and access the palace that was already set before him. Yeah. Even the foundations of time. You have to go to work with the anointing that God has put upon you.
Yes.
Look, this is why you can get all the prayers for wisdom, but you have to see wisdom in action. You have to step into it. You have to say yes. And you have to step in to the call of God that is on your life. That is the reason God planted a garden. He planted a garden. He planted, and then God put man in it. The chapter 2 of your life will require you to understand the connection between who you are and to where he's placing you into. Because in that relation comes your existence to bear fruit and to multiply. And guess what? People complain, right? It's okay, I'm talking. Yes. Can we go on for a little more time?
Yes.
Oh, if God loved me, why did God put that snake in my garden? Dominion. Dominion. That's the question. God said, I'm done. This garden is not mine, it's yours. But we live like that garden still belongs to God. No! That garden, your life, belongs to you now, and you have to be the proper manager. And you have to recognize the voice of the serpent, and when you see the serpent slithering in your garden, you have to become dominant.
Yes.
You have to take dominion, and that is when you take the pitchfork.
Yes.
Not give him the pitchfork. You didn't get my joke. You know, you don't give him the pitchfork. You take the pitchfork and you nail it on his head and say, not today, Satan, not in my garden. I am who I am because God has placed me here. I am the authority in my garden. Why do you allow the enemy to speak inside of your garden? He should not be talking inside of your mind. Somebody needs to open their mouth and say, my mind is my estate. Satan, it is not your garbage bin. Ah, that was a good one. Yeah, you know, you're all very quiet. But somebody needs to rise up and say, Satan, my mind is not your garbage bin. My heart is not your garbage bin. You cannot speak and you cannot spit any garbage into my heart. I reject it. This is my garden. This is my life. Oh, somebody needs to shout it. Somebody needs to declare it.
Yes.
Oh, open your mouth and say it, child of God. I said, open your mouth and say it, child of God. In this ministry, we don't believe just in preaching and teaching. It has to happen, you know.
Yes.
You have to push it into action. Open your mouth and release fire against that addiction and say, I don't need you anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Look how quiet you're going right now. Yeah, your garden needs to thrive. The Satan cannot have rule in your garden. You got to say, God formed it and God planted it. Look at this. In everything else, he spoke. But when it came to your garden, he planted it meticulously. Don't complain from today. Go looking for it. That's a good one-liner. From today, don't complain. I'm here. Sent by God prophetically. I believe the word of God is the highest level of prophecy. And I sent here prophetically. No more complaints. Go discover and find what is yours. Yeah. This God is not that weak that he cannot redeem you. There is a chapter 2 of finding in your life. Go find mysteries. Unlock treasures. Only a few S's. Let it be so for them, Lord. Let it be so. Let it be so. Oh, rekoni ante reboria taraba. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit 30 seconds. Something is happening.